I get the snow panic south of us. Hey, remember the show comes out of Boston. But spare a thought for some people who've never seen snow and, after what they've been through, are loving it. That is a sound of pure joy. Kids from Syria sledding for the first time in their lives in Ontario, Canada. We'll have the video at PRI.org so you can actually see the huge smiles on their faces. 3 weeks ago, these kids and their mother, Amal Akhalaf, were in a refugee camp in Lebanon. But then a group of Canadians sponsored them to come to Canada. And today they're in Ontario, adjusting to their new lives and those snow-covered hills. David McNabb is one of the sponsors. And David, you're also the one who put out this video. Tell us about that day. When was this?
This was Saturday, January 16th at Armour Hill. It's a famous hill in Peterborough. Almost every kid has tobogganed there at some point or another.
Looks like a great hill for sledding.
Yeah, there's always a lot of kids. It's the place to go if you want to have some fun.
So the kids in the Alcala family had not seen snow before, right? How did they take to sledding?
I asked their mother if they had seen snow, and she said no, they had seen cold but not snow. But as you can hear and see, they love sledding. They're going to make great Canadians.
That's all it takes, a love of snow?
Snow, Tim Hortons, maybe hockey and maple syrup, but I think they're well on the way.
All right, yeah, one down, what, three or four to go. So tell me about the Akhalafs and how you found out about them.
They actually they made their way to Lebanon, where they were basically hiding out, and they had applied to become refugees coming to Canada. Our group had all wanted to do something, so we reached out to the government and we were provided a list. We selected their profile off the list, and then we were connected with them, and our goal was to get them here. It was actually Maclean's magazine, Michael Friscalanti, that was able to put us in direct contact with her. He traveled to Lebanon and miraculously was able to find her.
Yeah, and for you, I mean, you're a police officer. Personally, what was going through your mind when you made the decision to work with this group and sponsor the Akhalafs?
I have to admit, at first, it seemed like a big task. It was overwhelming, and I was asking my wife, are you sure it's something we can do? And she's very good at doing her research and things like that. She had all the answers, and it was surprisingly clear how easy. So right away, it became something exciting. And it felt so good to be doing something useful to stop the suffering that we're seeing.
What of their dad, Amal's husband?
Amal is very optimistic that somehow she may hear from him. She's had no contact with him. He didn't come home, and it's been several years. So right now she does not know where he is or what his situation is.
What are the kids and their mother up to these days besides sledding?
About 2 or 3 days after arriving, they were enrolled in school. The kids are loving school, and I have to say Peterborough is a very welcoming place. The children here are so friendly. These kids love school like you wouldn't believe, and they're excited to go to school. Amal is also in school. She's enrolled in the local college and is taking an English course. She's excited. She gets on the bus and goes to school, and she has friends there too. They're adapting very well. And then in the time off, they're doing things. We're trying to organize some skating. They go shopping for clothes and some food, just trying to learn all the ins and outs of being real Canadians.
I don't know whether Ontario is going to be affected by this dumping of snow here in the U.S., but when are you going sledding next?
They're already crying to go sledding on Saturday. So you send us all the snow you like. We'll take it.
David McNabb in Ontario, Canada, thank you very much for speaking with us today, and thank you for what you're doing for this family.
Thank you, sir.
Sweet, sweet story. That's going to do it for us. The World's Theme Music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Snow or no snow, have yourselves a wonderful weekend. We're going to leave you now with some of the music David McNabb wisely chose for his sledding video, Jimmy Cliff's version of the Johnny Nash hit, I Can See Clearly Now.
Public Radio International.